Hello, welcome to the new show on Radio Karam. We are the other guys, a bunch of nerds who love films and games. I'm Jackson.
I'm Kieran.
And we have a new member of the other guys. His name is Jack.
What's up, peeps?
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with Insomnia. It was directed by Christopher Nolan, and it stars Al Pacino, Robin Williams, and Hilary Swank. It runs for 125 minutes, or 2 hours and 5 minutes. It was released in 2002, and its rating is M. Now, the plot about Insomnia is two cops, Will Dormer and his partner, come from LA all the way to Canada into a little sleepy town called Nightmute to investigate a murder. Now, Insomnia is a thriller, and it is actually a remake of another film which was made 5 years earlier called Insomnia as well. It was actually a Norwegian film. I think it's my favourite film at the moment because it just gives you an insight in what police do. I give it 5 stars out of 5. So, Jack, what kind of movie are you going to review today?
Iron Man, thanks. Iron Man was directed by Jon Favreau. The cast is a really good one, by the way. You got Robert Downey Jr., Jeff Bridges, and Gwyneth Paltrow. The time runs for at least 126 minutes, or 2 hours and 6 minutes. It was released in 2008, and the rating is M. In my opinion, I give this movie a rating of 4 stars.
So, Kieran, go.
Well, today I'm going to be reviewing Madagascar 3 and Hotel Transylvania. Madagascar 3, Alex the Lion was played by Ben Stiller, and it goes for 91 minutes, or an hour and a half. And it's rated PG.
So, Kieran, what did you like about the film?
I liked how they managed to make up something at the start and then connect it with something at the end.
How many stars do you give it?
I reckon 3.7. It's a very good film for any little kid.
And it's also very entertaining for adults as well.
Yeah.
It's an all-family film.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, now Hotel Transylvania has a hotel with every monster that everyone's ever thought of. Things like Dracula, a mummy, Frankenstein.
The werewolf.
Yep.
Sea monsters.
Yeah. Bigfoot. The list goes on and on.
Mummies. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And Dracula was played by Adam Sandler, and it goes for an hour and a half, and it's rated PG.
So what did you like about the film?
I liked how it was very creative in the monsters and everything.
Well, you got to have that in a good film. You got to have good animation, good actors. You got to have all those things in a good film.
Yeah.
That's what makes them so popular.
It's quite amazing how animation films, yeah, they've gone a long way from when they started out, from only Disney starting it out.
It just evolved from there.
Yeah, and then it evolved into cartoons, into TVs, and now it's just involved into, like, big movies every year.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just gone from
just
flat
gone
to
worldwide.
Yeah, to being blown up.
Yep.
although Disney did start it for most countries, it was mainly Japan that started it all with anime. That's in my opinion.
So how many stars do you give it?
I reckon maybe 4. It was a very funny movie.
That's good. Now, people who know me, they know that I am an X-Files fanatic. So to get this out of my hair and to get this out of their hair, I'm going to review The X-Files Fight the Future. Now, The X-Files Fight the Future was directed by Chris Carter, who created the series. And the cast is David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. The runtime is about an hour and 58 minutes. It was released in 1998 and it is rated M. So the first half of the film brings in from Series 5, and in the end of the film, it actually leads off into Series 6. So this film was actually like a breathing space for the series so they could keep the series alive and running when they moved to Los Angeles. I like the film because it brings in a new perspective for new viewers and a good perspective for old viewers. I give this 5 stars.
Now we're going to do the Doctor Who Series 7 Part 1. And for those of you who like Doctor Who, you'll love this. Take it away, Jackson.
Thanks. For the first episode, we have Asylum of the Daleks. The first episode includes the Doctor being kidnapped by the Daleks and sent to the Dalek Asylum to fix the shield so the Daleks can destroy the Dalek prison. Jack, the second one?
Ah, yes. Now, this is my favourite one. Dinosaurs in space. Now, there's a giant spaceship about the size of a small moon.
Belgium.
That's heading towards Earth. Now, the Doctor goes up, tries to fix it. There are dinosaurs on it. T-Rexes, Velociraptors. And for those of you who watch Jurassic Park, you know most of these dinosaurs by heart. Now, it belonged to the Silurians, lizard people, mainly. And it turns out it was taken over. The Doctor tries to get it back and sends it away. Continue on, Jackson.
Okay, so episode 3, A Town Called Mercy. Now, this was a Western actually shot not in America, but in Spain. And it kind of incorporates both a Western and a sci-fi as Doctor Who actually tries to do. Now, this is my favourite episode because they bring in a really good character, really good sort of bad guy. But he's not really a bad guy. He's actually misunderstood and he's out to kill a proprietor of a town called Mercy. Jack.
Now, this one is also a good one. Well, to me, they're all good. This one is called The Power of Three. Now, this is the one where the Doctor stays for a year with Amy and Rory during the invasion of the really small, annoying black cubes. It's a really good episode. The cubes do nothing for an entire year, pretty much. And then they suddenly activate. Each cube does something else. Shoots lasers, spews out fire, emotional changes, sucks out power. The Doctor defeats them. And that's pretty much it. And would you take it away, Jackson?
Oh, we can both take it away on this one, Jack. We are going to review the final episode of what we call a good half of a series. I don't think I'll call it a good half because the only good episode to me was A Town Called Mercy. But anyway, the final episode is The Angels Take Manhattan. Now, this was supposed to be a massive blockbuster as the other ones were going to be.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it was a really good episode. It was really good. But the end, not so much. It was a sort of a shock to find this out. Would you tell them?
It kind of was a shock, but it wasn't a shock because a lot of the fans actually knew this was going to happen. But with the episode, The Angels Take Manhattan, they could have called it something else because the angels were not really in there. They just showed a couple of angels.
I mean, I would have renamed the episode The Angels Almost Take Manhattan. It sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, or more like Hurricane Sandy.
Yes, New York.
Yes, New York, exactly.
Makes more sense.
Now, the shock in this, I'm going to tell you because Rory sees himself as an 80-year-old man and when he dies. And in the end, Rory and Amy jump off a building.
Now, when this happens,
it creates a paradox.
Yes, which sends them back to
the beginning of the episode.
Pretty much. They end up in a cemetery.
Yep, they end up in a cemetery and Rory gets zapped back in time.
By a weeping angel, as we all know, who are Doctor Who fans.
The most evilest thing ever.
And creepy. Whatever you do, do not blink, do not look away, and don't blink.
It's what we call the most terrifying alien creature the Doctor has met yet to date.
Pretty much.
We're still waiting on something else huge that will happen. But anyway, Amy is so dumbstruck with Rory leaving and dead in the grave right next to where Amy is, she decides to go back in time as well.
Yeah, so the angel touches her. And the Doctor sees a gravestone with both of the names on it. But, as it turns out, she wrote a book. The same book that the Doctor was reading when they were in the park at the beginning of the episode. And she wrote something at the very end, but the Doctor ripped the page out because he doesn't like endings.
Yes, and on the end page is Amy's letter to say goodbye. And this is what I felt. I actually felt it to be heartwarming and a great end to the series, but the the episode was just like too short. I reckon they should have put the shock in the second two-parter, or even the Christmas special. They could have put it in the Christmas special. Also, on the Doctor Who website, there was actually a sort of comic strip saying a PS, and it was Rory's letter to his dad, which was Brian. And it was even more heartwarming because Brian found out he actually had an adopted son, Anthony. So, yeah, that's pretty much the wrap-up for Doctor Who Series 7. And probably over the holiday period, we will tell you about the Christmas special, which is still yet to be unknown. So right now, I'm just about to talk to you about the top 10 X-Files episodes from Series 1 to the end of Series 5. The X-Files are about two FBI agents hunting down paranormal activity and the strange and the alien. Now, I've just written down a quick sort of list of 10 episodes about the X-Files because it's one of my favourite shows and I like to watch it. So anyway, I'll start off with each season by season. Okay, the first one is Shapes, then it's Darkness Falls, they're from season one, and then I'll go on to season two. So The Host, and there's and in number four there's a two-parter, Dwayne Barry and Ascension. Now up to season three, Clyde Brookman's Final Repose, which is arguably one of the best episodes ever so far that I like. And we have The List from season three. Now this now the next episode really, really grabbed me because it had an actor I actually knew before in a different sort of situation, as a mental sort of situation, an insane situation. And that episode was called Unruhe. It's German, and the title is German for restless. At number eight, we have Tunguska and Terma, which is part of the alien sort of mythology to do with the X-Files. And I liked how right at the end of Terma that we see Alex Krycek, a traitor to the FBI, had a plastic arm from where it was cut off when he was in Russia. And up to another season four episode is Paper Hearts. Now, this episode is another of my favourites where Mulder tracks down this child molester that he put away, and he asks for his help so he can find his sister and if his sister was taken by him. And the very last one, number 10, is Leonard Betts. I'm not going to talk to you about that one, but it is also a good episode. Now, one of our last segments is Film Talk Week. So we're going to start off with the next anticipated Avenger movie. It is Iron Man 3.
Yes. Now, most of you would have seen this on YouTube. The trailer is awesome.
It is epic.
It is epic. Yes.
Now, the director of the new Iron Man movie is Shane Black, and he actually previously wrote The Long Kiss Goodnight. And if you haven't seen The Long Kiss Goodnight, watch it, because that is a really good movie. Now, Robert Downey Jr. is also said to reprise his role, as well as Gwyneth Paltrow for Pepper Potts.
And plus, I think he's the villain in this.
Yeah, the Mandarin is played by Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yep. Now, the estimated running time of this, we have no idea because it comes out in 2013. I know it's a long time to wait, but the thing is, it's on the 25th
of April.
Yes. And what a coincidence, because my birthday's on the 23rd. So I get a late birthday present, but so what? What's the rating of this movie?
Well, it actually isn't a set rating yet, but we've actually kind of calculated because the last two Iron Man films, it will most likely be M. I'm so psyched for this film because of Sir Ben Kingsley. He is a great actor. He's like an idol to me. He's like the English version of Clint Eastwood.
Do yourselves a favor. Whatever you're doing, stop it. Go on YouTube and type in Iron Man 3 official trailer. Watch it. You'll love it.
Also, that's happening this week. Kieran and I are going to talk about this one. Skyfall. We have decided that we're actually going to see Skyfall when it comes out, hopefully on its opening weekend. Now, Skyfall, it is directed by Sam Mendes, and it stars, and it's Daniel Craig's final film as Bond. It also stars Javier Bardem as Raoul Silvers and Judi Dench as M. It is going to be released in Australia on the 22nd of November, Thursday the 22nd of November, and its rating is going to be M. I just want to say, on that weekend, go see it. I've seen some reviews on IGN Entertainment, and they all say it is arguably the best Bond yet. Also, I talked to you today about this, Jack, and I think it was on the news a couple of days ago about George Lucas selling out Star Wars for Disney. And it's not just a seventh Star Wars film they're planning. They're also planning on an 8th, a 9th, a 10th, 11th, and a 12th Star Wars film.
I mean, this just sounds terrible, I mean.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just going to rip off the Star Wars films just to make more money for George Lucas and themselves, which is kind of sad.
Pretty much. I mean,
when you think about it.
That's what the movie industry is mainly about, making money. I mean. Yeah.
So, Disney, you're making a bad move. Also, in a couple of weeks' time, we will be reviewing Prometheus.
Next week, I will be reviewing Halo 4, for those of you who like the Halo games.
Also, as well as reviewing Halo 4 and Prometheus, we will be reviewing The X-Files and Heat. For those of you who don't know what Heat is, it's another action film with Al Pacino.
That should warm us up.
What? That should warm us up. And Kieran wants to do some more reviews of, like, Ice Age 4 and...
things like that.
Yeah, things like that. Also, on Tuesday, the 27th of November at 7 p.m. in the College Hall at Patterson River Secondary College, myself and the drama ensemble of Patterson River will be performing our new play, Broken World. Tickets are $8 for an adult, $5 for concession and students, and $20 for family, two adults, which include two adults and two concession or students. Now, I'll just give you a little bit of an insight. I've got it down here. I'll give you a bit of an insight to the play. The kingdom of Viridian is able to flourish through drought due to the work of a prophet and her ancient cup. As King Zeph ascends to the throne, many lives are thrown into turmoil, resulting in famine. At its core, the play reveals its strengths of the heart of its people who work to support and protect their much-loved world and each other. Okay, this is The Other Guys signing off. Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.
Bye.